This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo. Good days,
yeah,
are days when we have people like Amy Trask join the show.
That is true.
The
that
former true. CEO of the Raiders is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. She's with CBS Sports, her podcast, What the Football. She's Amy Trask. Hello, Amy. Good to have
Hi,
you back.
Hi, Amy.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to join you, even when I'm doing it with a flat tire on my car.
What happened? What's going on?
We're not having a good car day, Amy. You and I both. I got rear-ended this morning.
Oh no! Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Now I feel bad for you. Now you have a bad time. I must have. I'm like Schlepperock today. I just feel okay, like maybe I'm bad will on everybody. Keep going.
But look, before you feel too badly for me, and I just shared this on X and on Blue Sky. Yes, I have a flat tire, but I'm also sitting at the beach, looking at the ocean, and it's not 20 degrees here. So if you want to throw a 15-yard flag for taunting, go ahead.
All right, that was Amy Trask. It was great to have her on
today.
Good
to have you with us, Amy.
Feel free to come here in our miserable weather.
Okay.
Not only do we have a miserable weather, but we have way too much money tied up in a quarterback who can't play, Amy.
That was quite a segue.
We went from
getting rear-ended, having a flat tire, me getting a taunting flag to the Cleveland Browns. Now, a lot of your listeners, maybe all of them, are too young to remember the show I Love Lucy with Lucy Ricardo, Ricky Ricardo. But when you mention the quarterback situation in Cleveland, the first thing that comes to mind is when Ricky would look at Lucy and say, ay, 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 ay.
Yeah, I keep seeing Lucy on the conveyor belt of quarterbacks just trying to figure out which one's the right one. So.
I keep seeing Fred Mertz and thinking, are those the highest pants ever?
I love that you too know those scenes from I Love Lucy. That's quite a situation in Cleveland. And
it's good that he's injured, unfortunately, and can't play. I don't know. What would you do if you're running this thing?
Well, I never, ever, ever, ever have wished an injury on any player.
Heavens no.
And that goes back to my years in the league. We'd be playing an opposing team, and someone would say, oh, wow, it's great. You know, so-and-so on the opposing team is injured. And I would say, no, 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 stop. You just never wish injury on an athlete. And look, I, of course, understand all of the issues surrounding Deshaun, and I certainly wouldn't have signed him in the first place for many reasons, let alone to that contract. Putting aside the player, that contract is just staggering, and I don't need to tell you guys that. And to make a decision with respect to him involves not only cash consequences, but cap consequences. Maybe he can end up being the quarterback Cleveland believed him to be when they signed him, but he has to come back from the injury and then get back on the field and see if that can happen.
Okay, counselor, this is where I need your help. As someone that, you know, wrote the book, You Negotiate Like a Girl, what can the Browns do with Myles Garrett, who wants to leave town, but yet still has 2 years on his contract, and the Browns are sitting here saying, well, we're not trading you. Help me with this negotiation.
I love that you referenced me as counselor. I mean, this may be my favorite radio show in a million years. You know, you know I love Lucy. You referenced me as counselor.
Yes.
I just love you guys, but don't worry, not in a weird or creepy way. Okay, I will tell you what I would do were I with a team that had Myles Garrett on the roster with years remaining, given the player he is. I would do absolutely anything and everything I could do to convince him that he wants to stay. Not that he has to stay, but I would try to find ways to convince him that he wants to stay. I would work with him collaboratively. I would address the concerns he has. If I had to, I would pitch a little tent on his front lawn, or if he lives somewhere without a lawn, or I guess lawns don't grow in Cleveland at this time of year. I would pitch a little tent right in front of his home, wherever that home is. I would bring ice cream. I would bring everything I could, and I would say, help us rebuild this team. Help us build this team in the manner you wish it to be, such that you want to stay. Look, I worked for a man, Al Davis, who said to me for decades, the quarterback must go down and he must go down hard. Myles Garrett is an asset to that team. He's a tremendous player. And by the way, the more pressure on the quarterback, the easier it is for the secondary. You got to try to find a way to convince him he wants to stay.
He's under contract. What leverage does that give the Browns? And would you just say, hey, you know, great, you want to be traded. We're not doing that. Can you just flat out do that, Amy?
Well, I wouldn't approach it that way. And yes, of course, I understand he's under contract, and hence my, you know, somewhat humor about I'd pitch a tent in front of his house and bring ice cream. And maybe I'm not really kidding about the ice cream, because ice cream always helps. But what I would do, and by the way, I apologize for being so kind of flibberty-jibberty and not speaking as clearly as I always hope to be. But just remember, I do have a flat tire. So grant me that, you know.
Yeah, so you get it.
That, yeah. Look, can you make him stay? He's under contract. You can say, you know, tough luck, you're under contract, you have to stay. He can then, of course, hold out, and it can go back, and it can go forth. I think the goal should be convincing him he wants to stay, and having a clear, direct, communicative relationship with him where you say, look, you're under contract. We know that, you know that. You don't want to be here. You know that, we know that. How do we rebuild together, not only rebuild this relationship we have, but work together to build the Browns in a manner that's going to be such that you want to stay? My goal would be convincing him he wants to be there, not that he has to, although you're right, contractually, he's obligated.
Aim, does anything you said there, though, sound a little bit desperate? I mean, he did sign the contract, and I know we're going back and forth on this, and I know what you said. What Mr. Davis said too, but I like some of that does sound a little bit desperate, and I don't know if there's a part of me that's probably looking and saying, hey, how many first round picks can I get for this guy? Yeah, I mean, you have to have a plan B.
I'm sorry, did you just suggest that having an ice cream party with him was desperate?
No, I think hanging out hanging out on the front lawn. Maybe I'll have the ice cream party with him, because I think he'd be good with that. But you know, putting a tent in his front lawn, especially like around Halloween when he puts up all the
tombstones
for the quarterbacks that he likes to take down, I'd be a little scared on that one, too. And I'm like, what am I doing? That's what I would say.
Well, and I understand your point. And if they do decide to trade him, they can garner considerable compensation. But my background in the league is such that, and by the way, it remains that to this day, if you've got a player that is that good, try to find a way to make it work. Because, look, they could get all kinds of draft picks. But the draft isn't a science. There's no enigma code to the draft. You know all the draft picks that don't work out. A proven player of his quality is far, far better, in my view, than acquiring draft picks.
Amy Trask joining us, former CEO of the Raiders. Jim Nance was on your show recently and
yes,
on your podcast, and he said he's done with the tush-push, the brotherly shove, the rugby play that has become in vogue in the NFL pick up for downs. Is there any way they outlaw a play because one team does it really well and most teams have any idea how to stop it and other teams don't do it as well, even though it appears guys aren't getting hurt on that play, Amy?
Well, you hit the point to which I was immediately going to turn. If the play is outlawed, in my view, it should only be outlawed if it is causing additional injury. And there are some who, or stated a little bit more cleanly, if it increases the risk of injury. And, you know, there are times we heard from some of the players on the Eagles after last season that, yeah, it's a rough play. It's hard on the neck. It's hard on the back. You know, when you're on that line and you're pushing, that's a hard play on the body. If the league does outlaw it, I believe it will do so because it perceives or believes or knows there to be an increased risk of injury. I don't think they should outlaw it simply because people find it hard to defend. As the saying goes, if you don't like the play, find a way to stop it. If you don't want the player in the end zone celebrating a touchdown, find a way to keep him out of the end zone.
Yep.
But if there is the possibility of an increased, you know, risk of injury, then I think it will be outlawed.
All right, let's play this one. This is the one thing I want. If they can figure out a way to put a little line on the field for TV to figure out where the first down is.
Is this the chip in the football?
Yeah, why can't we have some kind? I know they tested it last year. Why can't we have an automatic reader for a first down? And even if you want to have people, if you want to keep the folks on the sidelines with the down markers, once you hit the down marker, the circle on top turns green. How hard is that?
Well, now I'm going to channel my father, who was an aerospace engineer. What he would immediately say to you is, it can't just be one chip. So, can they figure out how to do it? Sure, they can figure. I mean, look, we can put people on the moon. We can put people in a space station. If we can put people to live in a space station, then we can figure out how to do this. But it would have to be more than one chip, because given the shape of the ball, you don't want there to be a marker, that sort of ding, ding, ding moment if only the right piece of the ball goes across the line. So you'd have to figure it out technologically so that no matter where the ball crosses the line, the chip is activated. Can we figure out how to do that? Sure. As I said, we're putting people in space, and they're living up there. We can figure out how to do this.
Totally agree. Okay, let's get her done.
I would certainly think so. What did you think when you first heard, and this is sometime down the road because the contracts are in place, that Netflix wants a Sunday package of NFL games? In other words, the CBS package or the Fox package. Your reaction was what?
My reaction was, who wouldn't want games on a Sunday or a Monday or a Thursday or a Saturday or any time of week? Football is a draw. People love to watch football. If I ran a network, a streamer, any sort of, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, and please forgive me. Again, I'm going to cite the flat tire for my flibberty-jibbertiness. But any sort of broadcast site, of course you want football. Why wouldn't you want football?
What would that do to the league? Putting something, and let's just say Netflix stays behind a pay window, and they put their product.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
That's the one I wonder about, is that, okay, you're going to take it away from Fox and put it behind a pay window? You're going to take it away from CBS, your longtime partner, and put it behind a pay window?
Well, remember earlier in our conversation you referenced me as counselor?
Yes.
Because I'm about to dive into that legal background and let you know, and we don't have to do a deep dive because I want to sleep. The NFL has a limited antitrust exemption with respect to the broadcast of its game.
Yeah.
And if and to the extent they decide to do things with a paywall, Congress may decide to revisit that limited antitrust exemption. So that is a interesting deep dive conversation. And I don't think we're going to see that for quite a while. Or if we do, the league is going to have to address some issues with respect there, too.
Well, I hope folks show up to help you with your tire sooner rather than later. But then again, you're sitting at the beach, so who really cares?
Amy, you don't need help with your tire. I can't imagine you not being able to. You're all over that.
Okay. First of all, I want to take a moment to apologize to you guys. I don't interrupt when I'm on the radio, and I am just sort of so skittish right now that I've interrupted you both a few times, and I don't like that I did that, and I apologize for doing that. I talked over you, and I hope you forgive me and will have me on again. As to changing my tire, I'm going to admit what I did last time I got a flat tire.
Okay.
I got that I got that little tool thingy out from the trunk, that thingy that you use to change a tire. What do you call it again? I don't remember.
Jack. I think it's called a jack.
No, no, it wasn't a jack. It was like the thing you use to unscrew the bolts.
The tire
or
iron.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's it. This is so bad of me. I got the tire iron out of the trunk, and I just stood by the tire looking as helpless as I could muster, like the most helpless look I could muster on my face. And cars just started pulling over. Can we help you? Can we help you? Can we help you? So it was a little bit scheming on my part, and I think I might do that again right now.
That's a great idea.
I respect that.
That's a great idea.
I respect that.
Are you at the beach in where? Malibu? Where are you?
No, I'm down the shore from that. I'm right sort of, by the way, the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu is still shut from not only our fires, but then the flooding that ensued. So I'm a little bit down the coast from Malibu.
Okay.
Well, we don't have any, our weather's been a little better here then, I guess. I can live with the ice that we have right now.
I guess so.
And do that. And your penalty for talking over us twice means you have to be on with us more often.
Yeah, we like
that. We decided that.
We do it all the time to each other. So
you know,
it really
does. It's constant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Amy.
Well, I apologize. And thank you. And go have some hot chocolate.
Thank
Good
you.
Idea. Amy
Goodbye.
Trask, former CEO of the Raiders, her podcast, What the Football. She's terrific.